20 minutes before 8 o'clock with the Grease. A guy called me up. And, well, let me get him on the line here. Breaker, breaker, breaker. Yeah, no.
Yeah, I just wanted to add something to the thing you're talking with the guy now.
Yeah, the jealousy guy, yeah.
Yeah, I got a friend in New Jersey who is a bona fide carpet, whatever you call him.
Yeah.
And she has this fetish for married women.
Really?
I swear to you.
Oh, well, you know what she likes about it? She likes the fact that she's got a woman who's completely hetero to involve herself in an experience of passion from the other side of the street.
Yeah, she likes them husky, too. And this is a gorgeous, this is a gorgeous female I'm talking about.
Can I have her number, please?
I don't think so.
Well, don't you want me to call her and swap stories with her?
Up in Jersey.
I'll call her in Jersey. I can afford it. Come on.
Let me see.
Come on. And I'm at the transvestite. All right, I got it. I got it. All right. Okay. Yeah, I say let's dial her up right now. And see if we can get her on the air. See if we can get her to talk to me without hanging up disgustedly. She knows that I know about her perversion. Come on, Esther. Spit that whiskey biscuit out and get to the phone. Come on, Esther.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, it's me. Hi, Esther. How you doing?
Good.
It's, you don't know me. We've never met, but you may have heard me on the radio when I used to be on up that way. My name is the Grease Man.
Okay.
Yes, and I was talking to a friend of yours, Dave.
Okay.
And he told me a little bit about you, and I found you so intriguing that I thought I'd call.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, is that okay, Esther?
Yeah, why not?
All right, great. Yeah, he told me you are so good-looking. And it's always nice to speak to a good-looking woman. But he told me something a little more. He told me that not only are you good-looking, but every now and then, just for the spice of it, you like to seduce married women.
Married women?
That's what he told me.
Oh, yes.
You like that, Esther?
Yeah.
Oh, man, how do you find them? You're out talking with them, drinking, one thing leads to another. You ask if they've ever tried the other side of the street, and the next thing you know, whoop.
I don't do that.
You're munching. How's it work?
How's it work?
Yeah.
They just ask me.
They ask you?
Yeah.
Do they know of your proper worker? Do they know of your proper worker? Huh? That you must, they must somehow know.
I don't know, maybe it's...
That you're no stranger to the whiskey biscuit.
Maybe it's the way I look. I don't know.
Maybe it's the way you look. Well, I'm not, you know, making fun of you, Esther. I salute you for you. You know, I salute you. Something about having a married woman who puts up with a stupid man all the time, some insensitive oaf who merely gives that thing a couple of courtesy swipes before he begins his hideous rotting, and then his sweating girth collapses upon them. You, on the other hand, Esther, take your time, so sublime, saying every letter of the alphabet with your tongue, A, B, A, B, that butterbean has never seen better treatment. Even talk to it. There is. Make sure you get your fiber. Corn, wheat, alfalfa. Esther! You have got me in a fever pitch of desire. And I did. Grease, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Grease.
Hey, buddy.
I just wondering if you're in cahoots with the dry cleaners and the auto detailers like the weatherman, or in cahoots with the grocery store people.
How's that, sir?
Well, when you were talking earlier with that one lady and you came across the word alfalfa, like that, I must have seen 100 people spit their coffee all over themselves and on their desk. Because I know I waste my coffee that way.
Oh, man.
But keep up the great work.
I will, sir. Thank
all
you very
right,
much.
Have a good day, buddy.
You bet. Bye-bye. Right,
bye.
Well, I've heard that I've often wondered if I've caused accidents over the years. You know, when you deliver that really stellar punchline, someone howls, crosses three lanes of traffic. Wheels go on the shoulder. They try to overcorrect into a bridge abutment. Boom! It's a strange phenomenon that's been happening on Washington roadways for years. They don't think they fell asleep, and yet there was a car that rolled end over end, ejecting the punch. And, you know, I often wonder if I'm living with the guilt of inadvertent murder. We'll take the whole week off. Ah! Let's see you now. We're here at the center of a tanker truck. I don't want to say anything, but remember when we had that plane go into the 14th Street Bridge? The pilots had me on the radio direction part.
Oh, man.
Well. Hey. Nobody said comedy was pretty. The one show you listen to and then made me reconstruct the surgery. As you veer off into an 22 minutes before 9 here at Classic Rock 94.7.